You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We move on to positive news around the South African picture. The government bonds that we have been of particular interest to investors, both locally and offshore, of late, especially around the time of the election. And we're taking a look at how much interest has been there, how much interest still remains there, and whether or not there's still an investment case there. I'm joined on the line by Andre Siliers, who is a director at Treasury One, to take a look at this. Good evening, Andre. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with looking at the performance of our government bonds. I mean, in Q1, prior to the elections, it didn't look so good. And then Q2, around the time of the Government of National Unity, there was a completely opposite picture.
Yes, good evening. Good evening to all the listeners. After the elections, and prior to the elections, it was a bit of a dim picture because we were not sure what's going to come out of it. Everybody knew that the ANC might not, or expected that the ANC is not going to get a majority. And then what happens then? And the surprise came after the elections that, yes, they didn't get a majority. People had voted for change, and the change that came in the form of some of the political parties getting together and saying, let's form a government of national unity and work towards what South Africans want for South Africans. And that's a very positive picture. Now, we know that that came with one or two hiccups. We know that they've had the Lekgotla this weekend. But it all creates a positive picture. And after that elections, we saw the rand strengthening and we saw a heck of a lot of interest, not only in our bond market, but also in our stock exchange. So people, investors, let's rather speak about investors, decided that this picture of South Africa looks positive, could bring change, could bring growth, and that could be positive for the country in terms of company growth, in terms of monetary policy, and a place to invest. So we became investable again.
Andre, the investable picture took us by surprise because while we did expect some positivity or some normalization to occur after we went through our election, we didn't expect to have South African denominated debt securities be number one in the world in terms of debt securities. That's a big number.
Okay, so now we must keep in mind that over the last 12 to 18 months, we had also been the worst currency, the worst capital market, and we've had all the negatives that you could think of counting against us. So you came from a very, very low base. We were the skunk of the emerging markets. And at the same time, problems started arising in Mexico and so forth, which that already put us a little bit higher. And then after the elections, we became investable. And linked to that, we must also not forget that there's a lot of stuff happening in the international world where the economy in the Americas did start turning a little bit more sour than everybody expected. And there is now a possibility for a period. There was a chance that interest rates would only change there in the beginning of next year. We're back to a September change. So that also makes a change in the international environment, and capital then normally starts moving before the actual cuts. And that's because the yields are still high, still attractive. And now we must keep in mind that South Africa's interest rates was very lucrative. The attractiveness of our yields was extremely attractive, some of the highest in the emerging market space. And the movement of capital, a risk-on scenario, because interest rates could change in the biggest economy in the world, leads to a flow of capital and a risk-on situation for emerging markets.
Andre, when we look at the current perception, I mean, I wonder how we're stacking up against our emerging market peers at the moment. I imagine we are still attractive. But more than that, what does the outlook say now from an optimism point of view? I remember a couple of weeks ago, JP Morgan, one of the big banks in America, moved from being underweight South Africa to overweight, and that was a very telling sign of how the outside market was perceiving the current situation in South Africa.
Yes, it was not just JP Morgan, there was a few others that also decided that we are looking a lot better and are investable again and that things are looking up. And so if we look a little bit forward going down the line, then what we've seen over the weekend, for instance, is where the assassination attack on Donald Trump. We've seen today that the currency market had definitely turned a little bit negative. We haven't got the final figures out of the bond market, but the equity market was not in the green, it was in the red. So that tells us that if Donald Trump wins the election, there could be more trade wars, there could be the whole America, make America great situation again, there could be changes in trade agreements, and so forth. And emerging markets immediately reacted negatively on that today. And that was throughout all the emerging markets. Stacked up against the other emerging markets, I'd say we're in the top tier at the moment with our political situation that's changed a bit. So, and I think we will remain at the top tier. But we have to watch very, very closely at this point in time that what happens in the international world. And I've said to quite a few people that for the moment, the move that was made because of South African political situation, RNE, and a change in government, for the moment, the move on the markets has been saturated with that. We now have to see how that plays out over the next 6 to 7 months, whether it holds, whether something good comes out of it, because on that side, things doesn't change overnight. So over the 6 to 7 month period, we'll be closely monitoring that to see how that changes and whether it is positive. But that could only have a 25 to 30% effect on our both currency, equity, and bond markets, in my opinion. The other 70% would be driven by international factors. And most the change of possibility of a change of government in the United States, what happens to their monetary policy, what do the Federal Reserve do on interest rates, in other words, that would be determining how that big economy and changes there could have an effect on international economies and international growth, and how a flow of capital and investing in emerging markets would take place.
Andre, when we look at the South African picture, obviously, as you said, the external factors are beyond our control. If we have to look forward to the next 5 years, it's a very long 5 years under this government of national unity. We're barely 2 months into this, and we obviously have a lot of things that are still up in the air. But if we look back from January of 2022 to now, we've had about a net inflow of about 4.6 billion rand into securities in South Africa by non-residents. If we have, assuming obviously all things being equal, that we have a perfect or a stable scenario over the next 5 years, do you think that we will remain or will become even more attractive in the international space? And would the return or the value of our bonds in the international community start to look better than what it looks at the moment?
Yeah, that's a tall order. I'm going to look at a half full glass rather than a half empty glass. And I'm going to say that I think that our government of national unity, and I don't call it unity, I call it cooperation, because that's a better word for me, is going to work. There is going to be change. The change will be for the better. We will see growth returning to the economy at a better pace than what we've seen over the last 4 or 5 years. And that will be good for companies, that will be, and their results, that would be good for the economy as a whole in terms of growth. It would be good for investor confidence, and we would remain in the top tier of the emerging market space and become very, very, very investable and attractive to investors for investing in South Africa.
I like the glass half full approach. I think we'll leave it at that. Thanks so much, Andre, for those insights. Andre Siliers, Director at Treasury One, on the South African bonds and how attractive they are in the international markets.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.